Beyond the Pale, the Impetus for Jewish Migration in Imperial Russia. Zol chaleria der chappen. This is a Yiddish insult, and roughly translates as, may you get sick with cholera. Over the years, the Yiddish word for cholera, chaleria, detached its meaning from the dreaded disease. The word evolved, and is still used by Yiddish speakers today to describe a despicable person. This insult illustrates how ingrained the infamous disease cholera was in the collective consciousness of Yiddish-speaking communities of the past, the majority of which were located within the Russian Empire. Cholera deserves its notorious reputation. There were multiple cholera pandemics in the 19th century that spread across countries, claiming many lives. The sixth cholera pandemic was particularly rampant in Russia. In 1892, the contagious disease entered Russia from the south and spread throughout the country, along the rivers, and along the railroads. The Russian government failed at controlling the disease, and there was unrest and riots in many areas. The cholera pandemic increased racial and social tensions and had a devastating effect on Russia. Imperial Russia was a multinational state and contained many ethnic groups. One of the most significant minority groups in the empire were the Jews. By the end of the 19th century, the Russian Empire contained an extremely large Jewish, Yiddish-speaking community. The community was almost entirely confined into an area called the Pale of Settlement. The term pale is derived from the Latin word palus, which means stake. A pale is an area enclosed within a boundary. The Pale of Settlement consisted of the westernmost area of the Russian Empire, in what is now parts of modern-day Latvia, Lithuania, Belarus, Ukraine, Moldova, Poland, and Russia. Jews were confined to living in the Pale and needed special permission to live elsewhere in the Russian Empire. The Pale of Settlement consisted of more than 20 provinces, or grobni. The Russian census of 1897 estimated over 5 million Jews living in the Pale. Useful Jews who lived there were generally better educated than those that lived in other areas of the Pale. Useful data is supplied by a map of the Pale of Settlement from 1901. This map depicts the locations of the many provinces in the Pale and details the percentage of Jews residing in each province. In the Northwest area, in provinces such as Grodno, Lomza, and Minsk, Jews made up more than 15% of the population. In contrast, in the southeastern provinces, there was less than 5% Jewish. In addition to the geographical restrictions of having to live in the Pale, the Russian government imposed various other restrictions at different times on its Jewish residents. These restrictions included a ban on owning land, banning Jews from various professions, setting maximum quotas for Jews in educational institutions, forced conscription into the army, banning Jews from living in certain towns, and other financial limitations, which were often imposed ad hoc. As if that wasn't enough, frequent pogroms, or anti-Jewish riots, would often flare up against Jewish communities, resulting in both loss of life and property. Being religiously, ethnically, socially considered as others, Jews were frequently the targets of violence. The pogroms in the late 19th century occurred in waves, and often spread in an endemic way, from large cities to surrounding villages, and vice versa. Jewish communities were attacked at times of political and social unrest, and also without known cause. There were two major waves of pogroms. The first wave of pogroms was in the 1880s and was triggered by the assassination of Tsar Alexander II. The second major wave was in the first decade of the 20th century. These pogroms caused tremendous damage to the Jewish community and a massive loss of life, not to mention communal PTSD. Although this wasn't a DSM diagnosis as of yet. In actuality, pogroms had an overwhelming impact on the Jewish communities of the Pale. The challenges suffered by the Jews in the Pale, including restrictions and pogroms, was compounded by the adversities that affected all of Russia. Famines and cholera pandemics were debilitating for the entire Russian Empire. The 1892 cholera pandemic had a devastating effect on Russia, in which many people died. The Russian government had difficulty controlling the spread of disease, and there was an increase in racial and social tension throughout the Russian Empire as a result of the pandemic. The compounding influence of all those unfavorable variables undoubtedly influenced the Russian Jews to migrate out of the Russian Empire. The pace of Jewish migration began in earnest in the 1880s. In the 1890s, the rate of migration nearly doubled from the previous decade, and then increased even more into the early 1900s. It is plausible that the Jewish communities of the Pale felt very vulnerable due to the backdrop of the pogroms in the 1880s, as well as the cholera pandemic in 1882, and those events were their impetus to leave Russia. There are multiple proposed theories that try to describe the phenomenon of migration. Chain migration proposes that a precondition for migration is the presence of a pioneer or relative who's already arrived and established themselves in a new country. These pioneering associates help the new immigrants with the initial accommodations and employment in their new country, helping them transition. Given the close-knit Jewish communities that existed in the Pale and their strong interfamily connections, the chain migration likely enabled Jewish migration out of the Russian Empire. Additionally, there were push and pull forces that influenced the Jewish community of the Pale to migrate. The direct pushing forces were numerous, including the threat of pogroms, conscription into the Russian army, and the cholera pandemic. The pulling forces from the prospective destinations included the potential for a better life, with less discrimination and more available opportunities. The situation of the Jews in the Russian Empire was quite miserable, and the contrasting appeal of a more liberal and opportune West was enticing for many Jews. Jews that were able to leave left the Russian Empire without looking back. Jews migrated from the Russian Empire to many places, including Western Europe, the United Kingdom, and Ivan Palestine. However, the majority of Jews moved to the United States. Jews refer to the United States in Yiddish as the Golden Medina, which means the Golden Country, because in their eyes, the opportunities in the United States were invaluable. An estimated 1.5 million Jews migrated to the United States by the outbreak of World War I. The pattern of migration of Jews from the Pale is noteworthy. The early migrants were predominantly Jewish residents of the northwestern areas of the Pale. These communities had many yeshivot, or Jewish educational institutions, and Jews who lived there were generally better educated than those who lived in other areas of the Pale. Being better informed about the world at large, Jews from the northwestern areas were more likely to be able to navigate the logistics of migration. After the initial migration of the northwestern Jews, later migration from the Pale was more evenly distributed and included people from the south and east. While many Russian Jews migrated abroad to new countries, some relocated within Russia to larger cities. This was due to the fact that there was often a lot more opportunity in major cities than smaller towns, and Jews felt safer in cities. Furthermore, some Russian officials had a strategy of moving Jews from rural areas into more urban areas, which contributed to changing the demographics within the Pale. A small fraction of Jews moved to Ottoman Palestine, and this migration occurred in two waves. The first Aliyah, which took place between 1881 and 1903, and the second Aliyah, from 1904 to 1914. Aliyah in Hebrew means ascent, and this term reflects the Zionist dream of going to Zion. The late 19th century was a tumultuous time in the Russian Empire. Outbreaks of famine, disease, and violence, in addition to governmental restrictions, made life for Jews in the Pale particularly challenging. With migration out of Russia came the prospect of a better future. Given the subsequent historical events that occurred during the Holocaust to many Jews that remained in Eastern Europe, the late 19th century migration of Russian Jews saved many lives.